$1.25? Nah, these guys remember when the bus costed a quarter. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
Useless is how I feel when my family has to see me go away. Uncertain circumstances, the rent is higher than what I'm getting paid. But now my closet's empty, just like my soul. I'm sitting on a plane, don't know where I'm gonna go. Gonna miss all of the sun sitting in between my toes. Do not want fit cry, cause my feelings I can't show. Do this over again, over and over again when I see you. Like hanging out with families and friends, throw all the problems away, man, I miss you. Oh, why you got all that I need? Yeah, you give me separation anxiety. I'm trotting on this road of never-ending life. I can't see why so much of my existence is because of this place. We stuck in traffic for most of the day. All of the roads can't even be paved without them taking out the taxes. But I can't look past it, because my heart will always be in Hawaii, somewhere flying on cloud nine. Who knows why, but I'm tied to HI. Do this over again, over and over again when I see you. Like hanging out with families and friends, throw all the problems away, man, I miss you. Oh, why you got all that I need? Yeah, you give me separation anxiety. Why you got all that I need? Mark on your calendar, we taking a stroll out to a place that we know. I miss all of my family, why did I have to go? Seems like a horror movie, but the actors, me and my phone, looking at ways how I can get it. Eventually try to split it with all my loved ones, so we can stay together just for another a couple minutes. So light another spiff, it's okay, it's okay. I'll be there on the islands, but one day, oh, we'll do this over again, over and over again when I see you. No, when I like hanging out with families and friends, throw all the problems away, man, I miss you. Oh, yes, I miss, oh, why you, oh, yes, got, I miss all that I need. Separation anxiety. Oh, oh, why you got all that I need?
That is Styles.
Oh, man.
All
my man.
I need.
You know, that guy is multi-talented.
Really?
He was playing, running sound, and running security all at the same time at the event at Detail Garage this past weekend.
That is pretty amazing. It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. What's happening? It's Jason.
Justin, right here. Ooh.
And we are actually broadcasting kind of live.
Kind of live.
It's kind of live because we're live on Instagram.
We are.
But we're recording for the podcast. And it's pretty awesome because we're here at the Row Bar at Waterfront Plaza. We're not at Studio Kalihi.
Not Studio. Studio Kalihi got the rest this weekend. Oh, this week, I'm sorry.
So you may remember the Row Bar being at Waterfront Plaza when it was called Restaurant Row.
Restaurant Row.
When there were actually more restaurants down here. Not so many restaurants anymore.
They got Office Row.
Ocean Club. Used to be Oceans, right? Now it's the HPU Student Center.
What?
HPU is coming here in the fall. When the fall semester starts, you will have HPU students going into the space that used to be Ocean Club.
HBU is taking over downtown because they already took over.
They're already at Aloha Tower.
Right?
Yep. They're already over there.
And now they're here.
Now they're here.
Are they going to move into Iolani Palace anytime
no,
soon?
No, they're not going to move into Iolani Palace. Okay, it was because they were moving out of their campus out at the Hawaii Loa side. You know the one out in Kanehoe side? They left.
I thought that was nice over there.
It was, but they left or they're leaving. So now they got to find new places. So they're here in town. Anyways, we are here at the Row Bar. I personally love the Row Bar because it is the establishment at my workplace, so it gets me validated parking.
And I also, like, what, was it like literally like 30, 45 seconds away from your job?
About 45 seconds to a minute. Yeah, if I run, yeah, it's about 30 seconds. But I like it because I get the parking validated over here. But at the same time, this is one of the few places in town where you can actually smoke a cigar and not get in trouble.
I wish I could enjoy that feeling. I'm not much of a cigar smoker, but
I got you.
By looking around us, there is a lot of
cigar smokers. There are more cigar smokers out here, and this is one of the few places on the island
it's good.
That they can come. So we're here. We're here at the Row Bar.
Yeah, we're at the Row Bar on a Friday, which is first time Friday.
It is.
And the reason why we did it on Friday is because it was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, it was. So I'm getting old.
We all had to sacrifice for you.
We all had to sacrifice?
Our entire staff.
What did you have? What did you do to sacrifice? You just didn't show up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you saved me a drive-in? Sure, I'll postpone it to one more day. But yeah, happy birthday,
thank
bro.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you. 42.
42 going on 17 old. Again. Again, you are the more handsome of the two. So.
And I've got the bigger forehead. Well, actually, now that you shaved your head, you got about a 20 head now that you shaved it. So
it's 3 weeks, man. Yeah. I'm trying to hold it off.
But it was fun. Actually had to work, so it was a normal day for me. But had a nice meal at the end of the night, got a chance to cruise, so it was a good time.
Did you get anything for your birthday? Any birthday presents?
I got a very nice card from my wife, and I got some candy from my wife that – surprisingly was the same kind of candy that my wife likes to eat and my kid likes to eat. So I open up the candy. My daughter's like,
Dad, let's open it right now.
Can we have some of your candy for your birthday
present?
Well,
at least the candy didn't say like Happy Easter on top.
That's true. And they made me a cake. My daughter took the time to make me a cake.
Oh, super.
And she made a little late in the evening yesterday, so we had it with breakfast today. Nothing like cake for breakfast. That's the way to do
it. For sure. So what is... Okay, I know we got to move on, but real quick, best birthday present you had as a dad?
As a dad?
Of course.
My daughter. I was born in August. I'm an August baby. I was born August 1st, and my daughter was born a month later, September.
Man.
So there you go. Belated birthday present, but obviously that was the best birthday present I got.
Best birthday present I got, those new kind of underwear. The one that's, it's not made out of cotton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those things are
okay,
awesome.
Okay, well, I'll take that back then. Last year, I think it was my birthday, I got this awesome pair of Bose wireless earphones. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Bose is legit.
Problem was, they disappeared within like a month.
Did you check your washing machine?
They're in the house somewhere. I haven't been able to find them anywhere. So that was cool present. It's just I haven't been able to use it anymore.
All right, and you know what?
This is another milestone.
This is another milestone in the show.
Not only are we broadcasting remotely here from the Row Bar down at Waterfront Plaza, but we have a sponsor.
Our first sponsor for the show.
If we had the ding ding bell, it would be.
We're going to imaginary ding dinging right now.
It'd be ding dinging right now.
Shouts out to Brother Gerard and the crew at Headed Home Roofing and Painting out there in Pearl City. Ding, 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 ding.
Absolutely. Ding. They're out there in Pearl City. They got high-quality workmanship. They've been doing this since 2017. Third-generation roofing company working here in Hawaii. So they've seen it all. They do consulting, free estimates, 24/7 emergency service island-wide. If you need patching, anything going wrong with your roof, did a coconut fall in it? Did somebody crash into your house?
For some reason, you need a low and somebody's car ends up inside your roof. 24/7 emergency service. No matter what time, legend has it that Gerard's phone is within a arm's length away
there
at all
go.
Times.
There you go. We're all looking for that company that won't charge you ridiculous prices. Check it out, headedhomeroofing.com, for more details and all the customer client testimonials that you need so you feel good when you call them up and say,
like,
hey, I need some help. It's Headed Home Roofing and Painting. Not just roofing, but painting. Local company. And their slogan says, because at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we all headed home.
There you go. Headed Home Roofing and Painting. Mahalo plenty, 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 plenty for coming out and being the very first sponsor.
Yes!
Of the Two Hawaii Dads.
So shout out to the Heebly
podcast.
He was listening to the podcast from the get.
Nice.
And he wanted to say, I want to get behind you guys.
Nice.
I knew Gerard for many years through the radio.
Nice.
And he's like, I like what you guys are doing. I want in. I want in.
You know what that made me think of, though, when you told me, hey, we got a sponsor, Headed Home Roofing and Painting. I was sitting there because I'm a homeowner. I have my own house. I have to pay my property taxes. And I'm thinking, it's hurricane season. Eric had a chance of getting at us. Flossie on the way.
And people say it's hurricane season and whatnot. I think it's storm season all the time in Hawaii, no matter if it's windy,
that's true,
rainy.
But at the same time, every year we have this window where the hurricanes are coming. Yeah. Do you go out of your way to do storm prep? Do you get ready for hurricane season every year?
I do. Well, for one, I always have TP, Spam, and water in the house.
Okay.
And then, I mean, I still have old batteries.
Yep.
Lights.
Yep. I make sure that we have electricity. That's what I learned.
Do you have a generator?
What I bought is last year during hurricane season, I went and I bought one of those DeWalt radios that use the batteries that you can charge. You know all the recharge
power tools.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I got like a half dozen of those.
Uh huh.
But I can then take the radio and switch those out. But it's got two plugs on the side, so you can run a hot plate. You can run a blender. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. And you know the first things that go when you're like last minute Johnny.
Yep.
You go down to the store.
Yep.
It's always the propane gas grills.
Yep.
And it's, is there any generators left?
I just bought really big bags of charcoal, and I got the charcoal grill. We got the charcoal grill. We got the battery powered, so we got that ready. I've got candles. I've got a couple of lights ready, and then we've got the 5-gallon jugs
for
the water.
You ready for the apocalypse?
I don't like die.
Forget the hurricane.
I don't like die.
The apocalypse.
I don't like die. Oh, bruh.
Oh, bruh.
Speaking of stuff in the house.
Speaking of stuff that I haven't seen in forever.
Well, I was going to say, you used to play Nintendo back in the day, right?
I still do.
Okay. Do you have the Super Nintendo?
No, I have the OG Nintendo.
You do?
I have the OG Nintendo still.
All right. Well, there's this dude.
But
How is this?
It's hard to get the kids to downgrade from what they have now, so they have the Switch.
Totally. But what's kicking me in the side is that I wish I still had all my stuff from back in the day. Because this dude in Reno, he has an unopened copy of the 1987 Nintendo game called Kid Icarus. Do you remember that game?
I remember Kid Icarus.
See, I remember that game. I didn't have it. Didn't even bother to buy it.
Nobody wanted that one.
I was going to say, did you look at that game and want to buy that game?
No.
Exactly.
It was Mario Bros. And everybody else. That's
exactly.
Hogan's Alley.
The Reno Gazette Journal reports that this dude found an unopened copy of the game in the bag with the receipt.
Was he one of those auction guys that was in his house?
No, it was just in his house. Back in the day, like back in 1987, right? What he guesses what happened was, he remembers the game. His neighbor down the street had it, but it was a hard game to play, right? So, like, what they think is the parents bought it for the kid, but realize, bro, this boy, he ain't gonna know what he's doing. So they didn't give it to him. They just left it and didn't give it to him for Christmas. And it just ended up in the attic at some point because nobody knew what to do with the game. And now they found it. They're putting it up for auction. How much do you think they're gonna get? $100?
No.
$500?
I'm thinking, if this is on the news, I'm thinking a couple of thou. Maybe give me $4,500.
They're estimating $10,000.
No, it's not.
$10,000.
That's bogus.
I'm going to have to go look this up, and we're going to have to come back and have an update next week. But that dude is expecting to get $10,000.
I remember my favorite regular Mike Tyson punch-out was my favorite.
Oh. Automatic.
I could never get past, like Soto Popinski.
Yeah.
That's the furthest I ever got. It is what it is.
I still play that every once in a while because I got the Super Nintendo at home, and I think I have that game, and I got to blow and stick the thing in the game for make it work.
But you know, nowadays they got the old ones. They got it all loaded, preloaded inside.
The emulators.
But that's good that you got the OG one, bro. Good for you. You better go check Craigslist and whatnot, bro.
You never know. Oh, bro.
Oh, bro.
Might have been Nintendo back in the day, but 2019, Fortnite. You play Fortnite?
I don't.
I don't play Fortnite.
I don't play Fortnite, and I refuse to let my kids play Fortnite because we both grew up the same, right? It's like, hey, get off and get out.
Yep.
I think that the line was my pops always, you will not be anything like that.
That has changed for 2019, though, my friend. You know why? Because now you can play video games and make millions of dollars.
It was so crazy. I saw this story on ESPN.
That's
and,
the thing.
And not it, just ESPN. It was like on some major networks. Major networks.
It's getting coverage all over the place. This guy is a teenager. He's not even old enough to vote. He might be old enough to drive. I think he might be old enough to
he
drive.
He can buy Probably. Votes.
He's 16 years old.
He's from Philly. Oh, he's from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
Depending on where you live, he may be able to drive. But he got $3 million. $3 million
at 16
for winning a Fortnite competition. Crazy. Kyle Giersdorf. Can I borrow $20?
Right. You know what's the, so everybody goes by their screen name, right?
What is his name?
It says Bugga. Or is it Booga?
Bugga.
Bugga. It's not Hawaiian. Bugga. Bugga.
Well, it's like what's up, Bugga? It's like this Holly guy that just left Twitch to go to the Microsoft platform, the video streaming platform.
What?
This Holly kid named Ninja.
Oh, jeez.
What's up, my ninja?
Real creative, buddy.
Exactly.
That's okay, but he's getting how much money? He's probably getting some bucks, too, right?
He's a multi-million dollar.
And so he switched
platforms. And all he does is plays video games on a video game platform.
Okay, let's. Okay, here, real talk right now, real talk. If your daughter was super hardcore, would you let her?
It's the same thing I tell my wife. Find something you're passionate about, get good at it, and good things will come. If my daughter decides that video games is what's going to be her forte, hey, as long as you're making my retirement money so I can, you know, live fat and happy in Kahala instead of Studio Kali, then we'd be good.
So you're leaving the door open?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. It's whatever it is that's going to make her happy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You sit there and make your boys do something that you like.
I see that $3 million and I see the cash, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to. I don't know.
Bruh, 15,000 people showed up at the Arthur Ashe Tennis Center to watch Fortnite.
Which is the same.
Fortnite.
So which is the same arena that the U.S. Open tennis.
Fortnite.
That's crazy. You know, not just homeboy on the top. There was like stages of guys, you know,
Fortnite.
Like I'm just saying, like, you didn't have to win the whole thing to get money.
Fortnite.
Like, you could finish in 50th, and I think you still got some script.
You're still explaining it to me. Fortnite. It's crazy, bro.
Hey, you know, shouts out to Dad for making that call.
Absolutely. Totally. Not mad at him at all. Huh.
Football season.
Are you ready? Because Hall of Fame game was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Did you watch it?
The barn burner.
Did you watch it?
No.
that high scoring affair.
I gotta be honest. My friend is an Atlanta Falcon fan. I'd be like,
you didn't watch it at all.
No, he was like, this game is garbage. Shouts out to Brother Shannon.
But did you know? And I'm sure you knew.
Of course.
But our listeners out there, the LA Rams and the Dallas Cowboys are coming to Honolulu.
As a diehard Philly Eagle fan, I do know that both of them are coming down. Wasn't too excited about it, but
preseason games. So it's coming up in a couple more weeks. I'm trying to figure out when is the date. Do you have the date? Do you know?
It's the week three game.
Week three.
Yeah,
it's the week three of
the preseason.
August 17th.
Oh, right around the corner.
4 o'clock kickoff.
It's August already.
Yeah, it's already August. It's my birthday.
Unbelievable. Sorry about that.
So about two more weeks, but it's funny because with all the action at Aloha Stadium in the last few months,
Major Ridge,
people are getting ready for this football game going, hey, where am I going to park? It's not just about the game. It's just how are you going to get there? How are you going to get in there?
But you know what? That nightmare is always a thing when it comes to UH football. Bruno. All the kinds of stuff.
They're expecting 47,000 people at this football game.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Do you know how many parking spaces there are at the stadium?
I said 17,000.
17,000?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
What?
47,000 people are going to have to battle for 6,000 parking spaces.
Oh, my gosh. Is that included?
Even if you put four people in every car, that's only 24,000 people. What's going to happen to the other 20,000 people?
Oh, you know what it is that the residential across the street is like, give me the money, baby.
And there you go.
Show me the money.
They have all these alternate parking spots, 7 different alternate spots for 4,500 other cars. But still, that's 10,000 cars when you're looking at everything else that is going on over
right.
there.
It's going to be an S show, as people would say. Total S show.
Totally. Totally. But they're trying their best. Aloha Stadium is telling people, you know, take advantage of the shuttles. They've got shuttles coming from Mililani, from Kailua. They're going to have a dedicated ride share area. So, I don't know.
You know what?
Are you going to go to the game?
Well, I totally hate one of the teams. And then there's the Rams.
But are you going to go to the game?
Initially I was turned off on that whole. It was ridiculous in the beginning. Everybody was snatching. It was the same thing like Bruno Mars.
Yep.
Everybody grabbed tickets and it's like, oh, then third party guys come in and they're selling it at like three times the face value.
Yep.
But you know what? If you're not planning on going to any of these games and you're diehards and you're not going to make it to the home games.
Yep.
You got to go. You got to go.
I was going to say, if you're supporting the NFL, if you're trying to support the NFL coming back, because I remember growing up with the Pro Bowl. We used to get on the bus.
That's all my dad had.
Worked in the visitor industry. We used to go from Waikiki, get on the bus, drink. He had mimosas. I had orange juice. But we get on the bus, right. Go out there, have the food at the stadium, and then go watch the NFL players play. Like, growing up, I remember that. That's the stuff you build memories off of.
I agree, because that's all we had. It was either that or the UH games, right? Because that's all we got.
Exactly. So even if you're not a fan of the teams that are there, and I understand why, fly, right. Eagles, fly, you still want to get your kids out there to show them, hey, that's what a professional game looks like.
And then these are the guys you see on TV. These are the guys that dad yells and screams and swears at the TV.
There you go. Well, so...
I'm not going.
You're not going.
I'm not going to go. Unless somebody takes me.
What I was going to say is it's going to be on TV. It's sold out, which means it will be on TV. There's no blackout. So you know what I'm doing?
I'm coming to the Row Bar.
Shout out to the Row Bar. And I'm watching the football game here at the Row Bar.
So summer's
going to take the kids out. Well, like, I mean, football is one thing to do for the kids.
Well,
is football that overrated, though?
No.
UH football. ILH football. Pop Warner football.
I will go down and watch the Ever Beach Cardinals play if I have to. I don't know if they still play at Hull Bush.
But speaking of doing things with the fam, sometimes some of the stuff that people tell you to do, they're like, oh, you should go try this. Oh, you should go try that. And you're like, overrated.
Summertime, right? And you always want to stay on it. You want to be super cool, dad. And like, dad, where are we going this week? Or dad, let's do something. The school starts on Monday.
Yep.
And then we want to go do stuff. So I was thinking to myself, let's come up with the top three overrated places to take our kids during summer.
Okay. What's your first one?
Ice Palace. Ice Palace is the most.
Why is it the most overrated?
The most.
Why?
Overrated. Because
it's cold. They got air conditioning over there.
Wait. Okay, that was my number two. It's super cold.
Yeah.
And I gotta worry about my kids.
They got pizza.
Peeing all the time. Their pizza is terrible. The worst pizza I've ever tasted. Ever.
You sound like you're just whining, man. The kids can go pee for themselves.
No. Let's not get into that again.
Leaving your kids unaccompanied. Right. Yeah, you gotta go hold your kids' hand and do everything.
Right. Let's not get into that. So I have to worry about shitty pizza.
Yeah.
It being super cold.
Yep.
And they got to worry about them getting their fingers cut off. I mean, that's a legit thing. Like, last thing I need is my kids coming home with a Kalau Papa Shaka, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but again, what do you think about? Like, is that what you're really worried about? Like, he's going to fall down and the other boy's going to run over him with his with his skates? Like,
don't fall down.
If you don't fall down, you can't cut your finger off.
Okay, so I got 2 7-year-olds, and they're not Johnny Weirs out there, all right?
Don't fall down.
I took them to that skating rink in Kapolei with regular wheels. They fell down. But I need them to have all their fingers.
You did the regular skating one?
I did.
With the wheels on it? And you did it too?
I did.
Were you doing splits? No, doing all the funky stuff?
It was a lot more difficult than I thought it was. My ego took a hit.
Yep.
Everybody's doing the remember the blades?
Yep.
Rollerblades?
Yep.
Everybody was doing rollerblades.
Yep. And you had the four wheels.
Yeah, I had the four wheels like I was doing rollerball or something
like that.
I got to say, number one for me.
You know what is overrated for me? You know what is overrated for me? And this has been since the remodeling. The Shirkia food court.
Okay, all right.
Because it used to be you could go there, get a cheap meal, hang out. Like, you could feed the family for, like, not too much money.
$20
Now you go in there and they've got like vintage cave cafe specials that are like $15.
And they got like Capenna playing too in the middle of all that. I was like, well,
that's not too bad.
They, I'm down with Capenna playing.
And
all
they
day.
Do have dollar beers, so I will give them that. But even like the regular food options, now it's not as much of a deal.
Are you? So you're saying are you paying? Wait, so what, so what's more overrated? Is it just too fancy for you?
Yeah, or? Everybody, because it used to be like, Shirkia, cheap way to go and entertain the family, keep them happy. It's not cheap anymore. Overrated.
Because it glitzed it up.
Yep. Mm. Gentrified.
I hear you.
So that's me. I remember. That's my pick.
But you know, the funny thing is that, like, I remember the old school Shirkia, you could bounce around to all the stalls, and right. and they're all selling the same thing.
Yeah, they
like, I can get like shrimp tempura at like 17 stalls. It's like trying to grab green beans at the old camp swap meet. Half the tents sell green beans, and I don't know how the Filipinos do it, but it is.
Some green beans are better than others. Get better bean out there, bro.
Okay, last one. Should I, you want to take the last one or let
no,
me take the
you
last one?
What's the last one? All what right, you got? What you got? What you got?
This one came late to the party, Kay. But I'm super over
Kay.
Chuck E. Cheese.
See, I'm on the fence.
I'm burnt.
I'm on the fence.
I've been burned by Chuck E. Cheese
because
we know what happened the last time I went.
Yep.
So I'm scarred. Literally scarred.
But I'm on the fence because it's overrated. I think it's overrated for parents, but my kid's about to turn 4, and you know what all she's talking about? Ticket blaster. Oh. I need to get in that ticket blaster. How come I can't get in that ticket blaster? It's not my birthday. Oh, well, my birthday is coming up. Can I do the ticket blaster? Can we go to Chuck E. Cheese for the ticket blaster? If all I had to do is just take her in, do the ticket blaster, have a little bit of ice cream, and go.
So I'll let you know, the ticket blaster is a haven of germs.
It is, and you have to buy the birthday package.
Oh, is that so?
You can't just go do the ticket blaster.
I've never did the
You can't just go do the ticket blaster.
You kind of just roll up.
You got to do the birthday party because you got to be the birthday kid to do the ticket blaster. Overrated.
I agree.
So there you go. Ooh. Top 3 overrated places.
Cheers
to
the overrated
your kids. Oh, brah.
Bro, this beer is tasting fantastic
Brother
right now.
Max. Speaking of feeling fantastic, brother Max Holloway got to be feeling pretty fantastic now after he's healed up a little bit after last weekend.
I mean, he didn't take that much damage, let's be honest. UFC 240.
Freddie Edgar.
Frankie's his brother.
His brother's Kimbo. Frankie, he looked pretty boss up.
He was eating Max's jab all night.
And Max isn't the biggest guy, but Frankie was making him look like a monster, just how he was hulking over him.
Have you seen that internet video about the Bagel Boss?
Yeah.
Frankie Edgar looked like Bagel Boss. And he just, Max wasn't dominating.
Yep.
Max was in control. In control the whole fight.
Not going to argue with that at all.
I mean,
you're absolutely right.
And he just looked like he was just like pop, pop. I mean, like Frankie got in a little bit, yep. Superman punch there, yep. whatever. But that jab was just crazy jab.
So what, Max Holloway, best fighter to ever come out of Hawaii?
Oh man, I knew you were gonna go there. I knew it. I'm gonna say no, bro. No.
Who are you gonna say is the best
fighter? I'm gonna say.
You still leaning BJ?
Still gotta lean BJ, bro.
See, I'm torn because I grew up watching BJ. I watched him fight. I watched him in his prime. I watched him as he got a little bit older.
Are you taking into consideration what's happening now? You got to, right?
No, but see, the gripe has always been with BJ, though, is that he was kind of like me growing up. He had all this talent, but it was all this unrealized talent. No, because I grew up in when I was going to school, and it was like, oh, this kid, he's so smart. He's so bright. If he would just try a little bit harder, he could be so much more. You know what I mean? That was always the knock with BJ, is that he was so talented, but he was partying. He was going Pipeline Cafe.
Mm.
He was hanging out with, the homies when he should have been training. You know what I mean? And that was always kind of the...
But you know, but when back in the day,
yeah.
when it came down to game time...
He could still scrap.
He would turn on he would flip
Absolutely.
The switch.
But imagine if he was going at 120% the whole way instead of just turning on the switch. My point is, Max... He doesn't have the distractions. He doesn't do some of the funky stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? I agree. All Max does is train and scrap.
I think BJ set the standard early.
I agree.
So it's hard to end it. Then it'll be just like any other like football conversation, like, oh, the old school generation, new school generation.
And the thing is, BJ keeps coming back and fighting, and everybody's all, oh, why is he coming back? Oh, why is he coming back? Every time he fights, I'm there going, BJ, bro, come on. Come on. I'm still cheering for dude. And that's the thing. His upcoming fight, what we're getting to, folks, is BJ is going to get back in the octagon. One last fight. Dana White is giving him one last in the UFC. No. I think he's getting one last fight in the UFC. Does that mean we're going to see BJ Penn in Bellator?
No, there's going to be there's all kinds of outlets. You go Bellator. What is that?
Brawl may come back. X1, bro.
Live at the Philcom Center.
BJ Penn.
BJ Penn.
Hey, but the thing is, sad or not, BJ's a fighter. He'd show up to the Philcom Center to throw down.
Who am I to tell somebody, stop what you're doing.
And that's what you're good at.
That you've been good at, and you've been doing it for all your entire life. That's like telling me, stop writing.
Yep. I feel. So, I'm kind of like, man. And when he gets back into the octagon, I got a feeling we're going to be there cheering for him, too. Two Hawaii Dads, it is the podcast. I'm Jason.
Justin.
Make sure you find us online. We are on Instagram. That is the primary place to find us. Two Hawaii Dads. H-I-D-A-D-S. Two H-I Dads. It's Instagram.com/2HiDads. Find us there. There's a link in our bio. You can find all the old episodes. Check out all the latest we're doing and see all the memes that brother Justin is sitting there posting.
Those things
he's supposed to be working.
Those things take lots of mental effort. I'm like BJ. You gotta take some mental training.
Speaking of mental training, we need to take a breather right now and get some mental preparation ready for what we're going to talk about for the next few minutes here at the Roll Bar down here at Waterfront Plaza. Shout out to Brian, Dylan, Jesse, the rest of the crew, Layla, Rachel, all the folks down here making it happen at the Roll Bar for the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. We're going to take a break right now and play some music from the Easy.
The boys from the Oahu. And you know what? The cool thing is that I touched base with them.
Yep.
Majority of the band, Dads.
There you go. This one is called I'll Be, and we'll be right back with more of the Two Hawaii Dads podcast coming up next. Stick around.
Remember when we were alone, lost in our shadows, feeling like love was miles away. Tired of traveling the rocky road, a path going searching for your scent just to lead me there. Take my hand, my heart and soul. Promise you keep it tight, no letting go. You change my life and all my goals. You're making me better. Like when the leaves fall from the trees, the season change. Will you ride, be down for me? You're my everything, you're all I need. Girl, it's just you.
You and me,
you and me.
buddy right there, the latest from the Easies. You should know, and you should know, you got the Two High Dads coming at you right now.
It is the Two High Dads podcast. I'm Jason. Man. This is Justin right here.
We're live at the Roll Bar, dog.
We are doing things differently this week. We are on location. Normally, we're at Studio Kalihi.
And you know what? I'm sweating just as much as we're
AKA poor man's Nuwanu. But we got Justin here. He's dripping.
I'm dropping weight. I'm trying to meet Max Holloway at 145, so I got like 100 more pounds to go.
Whereas Bruno Mars would say he's dripping with finesse.
Oh, finesse. Maybe dripping with Show You or something like that.
But shout out to the folks here at the Row Bar down here at Waterfront Plaza. It used to be called Restaurant Row.
And you know what? There's music playing on a Friday, and I'm in.
They've got music every Friday here.
We got Cuban Pete over there.
At the Row Bar. You're right. All the way through October is, I think, what I've been told.
Really? All right. Well, look, are you throwing hints that we're going to be here multiple nights?
Well, we might be coming back because we got lots of love from Brian and the crew over here. So shouts out to them. Yep. You never know. This could be the place for the live broadcast.
I am Reggie.
I'm ready for it, too. But yes. You know what? Before we get going, before we talk about what's coming up this weekend, brah, did you hear what was going on with that lady that was doing unlicensed daycare at her house? Did you hear about
locally,
that?
Locally, right? You're talking about locally.
Yeah, locally. Like, this lady got like, arrested and stuff.
And she was... It wasn't regular daycare, but it was unlicensed.
The thing is, these days, these unlicensed daycares, it just could be empty over at the house with a couple of kids hanging out.
Bro, we got two young kids, and this is not a concern, but it's something that needs to be brought up about daycare. Where are you going to drop your kids
off?
And
that's what I was going to say. Is an Oahu grand jury yesterday returned an indictment on Thursday charging this 41-year-old with manslaughter because she gave a 7-month-old girl in her care Benadryl to try and get her to go to sleep.
Too much.
Yeah. The medical examiner said this kid died at an unlicensed home daycare on Aliwanu Military Reservation because she had too much Benadryl.
Okay. We, as parents, we got to work.
Yeah.
So once it passes, I mean, I've never had to take maternity leave because, you know, whatnot. But it's a legit concern. It's a thing where, okay, you know, maternity leave is coming up. I got to go back to work.
Yep.
Where am I going to take my whatever age child to before regular school starts?
See, and what kind of kills me, no pun intended.
What
gets me is that the mom that her kid died here was like, I didn't know that there were unlicensed daycares. Ooh. I thought I was just taking my kid to daycare and like everything was legit. Everything was on the up and up. See, as a dad, I'm sitting there going, I would have done my due diligence before I even dropped my kid off to you. I would know who you are, what you do, what you're about. I wouldn't just be like, yeah, daycare. Cool. I'll go drop her off. Like, why?
It might be too soon, but it's, you don't have to be a dad. You don't have to be a mom. You need to be a parent.
You're right.
I don't want to say that's bad work, but I mean, just like,
It's called be on top of what's going on. Do what you need to be doing.
I mean, it's not like you don't drop off your kids at a Craigslist advertisement.
Well, apparently this lady did. Dixie Villa. It's a holy lady, so I don't know if it's Villa.
She might have been married in.
There you go. But she was indicted and for manslaughter, and she's been in custody since July 20th because she can't pay $1 million in bail.
Nor can I. But you know what? There's a fine line. It's like daycare is a B.
Yes.
See,
which is why people are looking for the cheap. They're looking to cut corners. They're looking at how do you cut costs. Okay, I understand that. But is that how you're going to cut costs? By going there and sending your kid to that place?
I'm going to go with word of mouth, my friends. I think that might be the best one.
The thing is, I grew up, back in the 80s, I had Auntie Minnie. When I was small, I got dropped off too.
I had grandma.
But you had grandma. You had blood.
I had grandma.
I got dropped off at an unlicensed daycare in Kailua. This is the 80s. Was there licensed daycare in the
80s? Sure
no,
not.
It was just Auntie's house. Right. I went to Auntie Minnie's house. I got dropped off. I remember being there with all these other kids. Luckily, I didn't die. But, like, I can understand the parents. Oh, you got to take care of your kids. You got to find an opportunity. But at the same time, do your homework. don't.
Especially now. Now. Yeah. I mean, all it is a couple clicks away.
There you
go. I mean,
go.
Ask your homies.
There
I
you
mean,
go.
Ask your neighbors.
There you go.
I got coworkers.
There you go.
But so I just think it was. Mush.
Well, speaking of back in the day, I'm a Kailua boy.
Everybody loses in the end.
I'm a Kailua boy. I grew up in Kailua, and right next to Kailua is Aikahi. Did you hear that Aikahi Shopping Center, after how many years? It's been about like 40 years, but Aikahi Aikahi Shopping Center still looks the same as when I was a kid.
I remember that store.
But the folks that own Aikahi Shopping Center are the same folks that are doing all the changes in Kailua, all the gentrification, all the Kailua folks.
Alexander Baldwin.
There you go. Okay. Alexander Baldwin also owns the Aikahi Park Shopping Center.
They own a lot of stuff,
and
too, dog.
They just announced they're going to spend $18 million to overhaul Aikahi Park Shopping
If you're telling
Center.
Me 40 years and everything looks the same, yeah, buddy.
Looking at these renderings, Brad, look at that.
Look at that.
That looks like Kahala.
Look at that
Doesn't
logo.
That look like Kahala Mall? That looks like Kahala Mall. And look, there's even a Tamura's
logo. Tamura's over there.
The rendering. Shout out to the Roll Bar.
Hey, you know what? If it takes you 40 years to make a change, bro, you're like 20 years out.
Hey, they've been around for 48 years, and they're going to do an $18 million upgrade, including changes to the landscaping, to the walkways, the parking lot.
Shouts out to the Filipinos.
They're going to add new outdoor seating areas. And then there's this veterinarian hospital, Feather and Fur. I'm sure you've heard of that place.
Oh, of course.
They take care of a lot of the pets. But they're going to expand their space over there at the shopping center as well.
Good for that side, though.
Again.
Good for that side.
They're saying they want to turn it into the Lauhala Shops, which is the old Macy's Liberty House in Kailua.
Okay.
They're trying to do that for Aikahi.
Yes, I did a gig out there at with Jamba Juice in Kailua.
Yep.
And it was like, it was like Waikiki East. See, it was just revamped, and the clientele was a lot different than I thought it would be.
It's a lot different. Granted, it's been almost probably 20 years since I've lived in Kailua, but I'm born and raised. I'm a Kailua boy, and every time I go back there, I get pissed off.
I get salty,
bro.
What? You know, more parking.
No more parking. Too many Japanese on bikes. Too many
Biki bikes.
It feels like Southern California. Like if I went to USC, bro. I went to the University of Southern California. If I wanted to go to Southern California, I would have lived in LA. I wouldn't have come back home.
I was tripping out when I did the gig at the Jamba Juice, and it was there was so much bicycles and tourists. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
I was tripping out. Yeah. I was like, this place has changed.
Pretty trippy, yeah.
Has changed.
But it's going to change even more when they start spending that money to do the revamp. Honestly, I think it's a good thing, though, because that side of the island, that neighborhood, they need a shopping center.
Yeah. So, like, if Alexander Baldwin's going to put some money, I mean, yo, dog, throw it that side instead of doing it someplace that doesn't need it.
That's probably.
You know, so funny. Speaking, I saw this on the... on the Facebook.
Yeah.
That big construction out in Waimanalo, that whole roadway, I saw somebody post, all they did was install trees and a median in the middle.
For all that construction.
Just trees and a median, all of that construction, months and months of traffic out in Waimanalo, and they got trees and a median.
Trees and a median. Yeah. So, yeah, but that is what it is in Aikahi, and you are probably going to go check it out.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like, I'm always down for the new thing. Like, today, we were wrapping up our summer vacation with the kids, and we were planning to go out to Windward Mall just to see.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been to Windward Mall in, like, ever.
Okay.
Since Nam.
Yep.
So, anyway, go check it out. Like, Eastside needs love.
Gotcha.
Eastside needs some love.
Coming up this weekend, you got big plans? You doing anything special?
I always got big plans.
Well, of course.
And laundry.
There you go. One of the first things is coming up this weekend, though, Comic-Con Honolulu. All those.
Oh, my kids.
Anime fans, you think they're going to go check that out? They want to check that out?
I mean, like, my kids right now are just balls deep into Avengers.
There you go. Comic-Con Honolulu is coming back this weekend. It's going to be down there at the convention center. 10 a.m. on today is when they got started. They get started again tomorrow at 10 a.m. All weekend, 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. ComicConHonolulu.com is where you want to go to check that out.
The main reason why I want to go down there is because I know I'm going to see guys dressed up. And my kids love.
That's the whole thing.
Love those guys.
The photo
ops,
right?
So shout out to those guys dressing up, because dad's not dressing up.
Yep.
And they're like, I remember we went down there. There was this young boy.
Yep.
And I've never felt less than a dad than that point where there was this one child, maybe 9, 10 years old, full on, 100%. And you're going to find this interesting. Voltron.
Oh, I feel that.
Oh, no.
I feel that.
No, like, it wasn't like cardboard. It was like
foam. Yeah, it takes time, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. And I was like, I had to go shake the dad's hand. I was like, you, my friend,
there you go,
are an ultimate dad. Thank you for making me feel like a poop dad.
Also coming up this weekend, I've got tattoos. Do you have any tattoos? Do you have any ink on you?
I have none tattoos.
Okay, so
is it too late for me to get a tattoo
it's
for
never,
my kids?
It's never too late.
No, for my kids, though.
No,
I'm
it's never
gonna
too late.
I'm not going to get the Hawaiian flag. I'm
it's
not going to get...
You get you can do portraits of your kids on your body.
I have a lot of cats.
I've got a half sleeve. Yes, you do. I've got a half sleeve. I also got a cross on my other arm. But this weekend, I'm excited because coming back again is the Pacific Ink and Art Expo. It's the annual tattoo festival going on down there at Blaisdell Arena.
That is, there's so much temptation to go down there. It's like you see like the best of the best.
Right. You don't have to even get a tattoo. You
no,
can just
you
go down and check it out.
And like, I need to get a tattoo. Especially for me, it's like I have zero tattoos.
Yep.
And I always thought like, oh, you know, I should get a tattoo for my kid.
Yeah,
get my
sure.
name. And then like, and it's like, I should go.
If you're going to do it, this weekend would be the weekend to do it,
right?
Because they bring in these artists from all over the country to
no,
come
like
in.
Some A-listers.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
No, no.
So if you're going to get a piece done this weekend.
But see, I don't know if I need to pull down my pants in front of a lot of people over there.
If that's where you want to get your tattoo, man, if you need to get taint tattoos are a thing, I guess, and if that's what you need to do, then...
Spread eagle, sir.
That is what you need to do. Also coming up this weekend, eat the street. Are you a food fan?
Bro, I'm 250 pounds.
Do you like to put food in your face? Kahala Mall.
Yes.
That is where you need
Kahala
to
Mall. So that means like you mean like nice kind of food then.
They got all these food trucks.
Okay, okay.
The beautiful thing about Eat the Street is that it's everybody. Everybody under the sun is involved. There's going to be like 20-something food trucks coming down, plus pop-up restaurants. It's getting started at 2:30 down there at Kahala Mall, going all the way until 8 o'clock on Saturday night. Free admission. All you got to do is spend money on food.
But, you know, and it's not like I'm spending on the mainland. It's local yeah. homies.
All the local
all
homies.
Local. I'm
there
looking forward to it. I know they when they did food trucks, not food trucks, but Eat the Street.
Yep.
They did themes.
Yep.
Themes.
Yep.
The garlic one.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Brett stank.
Yep. And this weekend is going to be more food, more food trucks to go down.
I'm down to drive out to Kahala.
There you go. Kahala Mall starting at 2:30 on Saturday. Eat the
I'm
going to
hang out at those expensive lots where
now,
it's empty.
You had one thing that you wanted to talk about as well. Speaking of kids, speaking of schools getting started, we've got a school drive coming up.
Right. So shouts out to Sisterella, 1027. Shouts out to Island Craft Fairs. They got their Mahalo I Kau Kumu supply drive. Night market going down at Kamakanali.
Okay.
And if you have, you know what Kamakanali means, right?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, me either. But it means that we're all out in Kapolei.
Yep.
They got their supply drive going on. We were talking about it earlier. School starts on Monday for most of us.
Where's your phone? You had all that information on your phone, and now you're just trying to pull it out of your butt.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not, we're freestyle. You're a radio guy. You know how it goes. Anyways, so out there in Kapolei, 3 to 8, make sure you come down. I know you're going to come down because you're all about the West Side.
Freestyle. I'm just going to sit here and smoke my cigar because we're at the Row Bar.
All right, there we go. All right, so
keep freestyling, bro. Freestyle.
Rebate. You come down here, you drop off. Oh, shout out to Box. Box is a great freestyler. Jonah Jackson.
I thought you was freestyling.
I wish.
Why are you trying to pass the buck, bro? Why are you trying to practice?
All right, I kind of freestyle. Come on. So we're going to be out in Kapolei. They're going to be out in Kapolei. 3 to 8 p.m. Saturday afternoon. Come down. Drop off some school supplies. You can receive a $10 Island Bucks. Island Bucks?
Bucks.
Bucks for all of those. No. Bucks is... They're gonna
Island
have like,
Bucks.
They're going to have 40 local vendors over there, and you can spend the money over there.
Spending money with the Island Bucks. Brah.
So come down there. It's all for the kids. You know what I mean? Shoots.
Are we talking Island Dimes? No, we're talking Island Bucks.
Bucks. So shouts out to Rella.
Shout out, Rella.
They got that going on. It's a great thing. It's a great thing.
You know I was on the bomb when it started,
right? I know. That's why.
Rella's the homie. So that's why. We got to go check them out. Mahalo I Kau Kumu.
Can we dig up some old YouTubes on you for the bomb?
Yeah, one of these days. You probably can.
Let's get that back.
Before we dig up those, though, what we're going to do, though, is we're going to dig deep into Justin's phone, and we're going to share some island music with you before we get out of here to wrap up the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Just, you're on the radio every afternoon over there, KCCM FM 100.
Thank you.
You get to introduce some of the biggest artists in the land to our listeners.
I could, and it has to hit my ear.
And that's what I love, is that you can play all that stuff on the radio and you're listening to what Boss Man is telling you. But when it comes to the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, we're sharing the good stuff.
Yeah. No, that, and we're looking for the dads. We're looking for the dads.
Absolutely.
So shouts out to the Easies, yo bros.
Multiple members of the Easies are dads.
So hopefully we can get them on the show sooner than later.
I hope so. If you're a dad and you make music and you want to share your music, get at us. Instagram.com/2HIDads. We got to go. We're leaving. It's done for the week. It's the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Yeah, we're going to leave you with the music of the Easies. This one is called I'll Be. And you know what? I'll be seeing you next week right here.
I'll see you too.
Are we going to come back?
We're coming back. We might have to just come back here to the Row Bar. It's been a good time. Thanks to Brian and the gang at the Row Bar for letting us make it happen. We'll see you next time on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Get it.
Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Prepare yourself for some dad jokes.